Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, the sun is up. Vinny, you called this a perfect day. Zero clouds.
It should be. It's chilly out. I just went out to go get the cereal I brought from with me this morning and was all, oh, Bert, chill. Oh, I should have put a little something on.
Oh, wow.
Yee. I think I'm making a points in my t-shirt here.
No. I'm going to cut right through my t-shirt.
Yikes.
My diamonds that I've got on me.
That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. It's a, oh, how's the puppy, by the way? We haven't got a puppy update.
Puppy's great.
Hear about Ripley.
Well, we just, you know, it's a lot of work. Puppies are a lot of work. I spent a lot of my afternoon outside yesterday waiting for poop to happen.
Oh. Did it finally happen?
It didn't happen in the evening hours. She was fed and she was watered. And then you wait for that stuff to come out. And I got the one. I didn't get the two. No.
Oh.
So when the handoff happened at 8:30... when I said, okay, look, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I can't sit outside in the backyard anymore. But I didn't see it too. So it's, this is yours. Bye. Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to have to assume that some two happened.
The two is happening, hopefully not on our carpet.
Right. And now are you getting up extra early to walk to let this doggy out first?
I will,
in the morning,
but I'm not yet. No, the
dog sleeps.
The dog was sleeping in her crate in our room. All night. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That's amazing.
She barked at me when I went to pee and scared the living, you know what, out of me. But,
geez.
You know. And
she's
I let
so
out a little
cute.
Whimper like, oh, God.
Oh, no. There's
all
an
right.
animal
You're
in
a puppy.
House.
I can take you.
Yeah. I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday and I saw the picture of that puppy on the Alice 973 Instagram. That puppy is just, I just want to hold it to me and smell its puppy smell.
Yep, she's cute.
And hopefully she doesn't like chew on my face. How no, is the youngest
razor
doing?
Razor sharp teeth. Razor
yeah,
sharp.
Well, I don't know what that is. They just are super sharp. Well, how's the little one doing with her now?
Good.
Better.
We're doing better, yeah.
That's good.
We're letting her not get jumped on.
What about Isla? Is she just like, oh my God, this puppy's everything I ever dreamed? Or
she
totally
loves it,
over
but
it
she's,
yet?
You know what? I don't want to taint anybody to my oldest, but my daughter's very much like me. She's like, yeah, that puppy's great. Super cute. Okay, I want to go play. Bye. Mm-hmm. She's very much like Dad. She's got her own thing going, and she just wants to go play.
She's like, I learned all these dinosaur facts. These aren't going to stick in my head forever. I need to go and talk to that neighbor boy I like.
Yeah, she really does. They have a little thing going, and
well,
I'm not
she's
pleased.
The girl next door, Ben. The girl next door.
They're exchanging notes to each other now, like drawing, like he drew. Congratulations. And, you know, I love they don't know how to space their letters, so they run out of space and have to finish below. And but congratulations. And then there's a little picture of the puppy waking up my daughter, which was drawn with stick figures. And I'm like, oh, is that what that is? Because
can't. Thank goodness, because all I can really see there is a tongue and my daughter.
Look, yes. Yes. No, she goes, this is, he drew, this is the puppy waking me up in the morning. And I go, oh, okay. All right. Well, that's what
great.
That is. Great.
As long as that's what
and
that is.
And then it's signed by him. And I'm like, oh, boy.
That kid.
All right. Well, we clearly know who the first crush is going to be.
Oh. Oh, it's so cute. She's learning about dinosaurs for her boyfriend.
Oh, Sarah.
So cute, though. It really is.
It is. It's innocent.
I remember being a
good
little girl and just, oh, my God. Tommy Turner was so, he was dangerous, too, this little boy on my street.
Oh, he's a bad boy?
He was, yeah. There was a bunch of Turner boys, and but Tommy was so cute. Mm. Mm. Anywho.
Yummy Tommy.
Yeah. The Sarah and Vinny Saturday morning special is a thing, you guys. We are on now 6 days a week. Just when you thought, well, that's the 5 days. That's all I need. Well, we got a Saturday morning special for you.
Winning.
Duh. Duh. It's 6 to 10 a.m. every Saturday, and Bryn and Nicole are putting together just the best clips of the week. And then some, you know, some older classics.
Some of them are just best of all time.
The best of all time.
Best of the week, sometimes just best of all time. Classics you can use forever.
Yeah. So good.
Oh, can I read you a text about the hot mom from last news break?
Sure.
707 says, ha! Sarah was right. A dad found her, but Vinny was also right. It was a mom who got the word out.
It's gotta be. Oh, or maybe, you know, there's a lot of guys, like John had a whole friend group at the school too, because he did a lot of the dropping off and picking up because of my hours. And they had a little boys club too. So maybe, you know, one of those guys opened his big fat yap to one of his wives. God, schools are just where things are talked about.
I guess my point was, the point I was trying to make, and I often do a very bad job at it, and you'd think I'd be better since I speak for a living. And yet, I don't have, like, all the guys on my street. I know them all. I wave to them all. What's up, Dave? You know, hey, Errol. I don't have any of their numbers.
Yeah.
We don't text each other.
You should get their numbers.
And yet, my wife has every lady on our block and most of the ladies at school. They're all in her phone.
Well,
so
sure.
That's why the point I was trying to make is that can run more quickly through the phone tag than through
they're
dudes
all talking,
seeing each other in the parking lot, which never happens.
Oh. You guys don't hang out, huh?
No.
Anyway, the Saturday morning special, that's happening.
Right.
Who is the highest paid player in the NFL? This is sort of a trick question, so don't try and guess. Like you might think Patrick.
Well,
Williams
you asked
or
me. I mean,
Russell Wilson.
I'm trying to answer.
Well,
that,
and that's why I saw you begin to.
I always need five bucks.
I saw the wheels start to turn, and I went, "Oh no, he'll never. This isn't going to happen. This is a trick." So, technically, this guy's nowhere near the highest paid guy in the NFL, but he has made some decisions that have really worked for him. They're actually saying that there's a guy by the name of Russell Okung, and he's a Panthers offensive tackle. Like, I've never heard the guy's name before.
I never have either.
He might end up being the highest paid guy in the NFL because he's into Bitcoin. Oh. He asked the NFL a while back. He was like, look, I want half of my $13 million salary in Bitcoin. I want you to pay me in Bitcoin. And the Panthers said, no, we're not going to do that. So he had it set up that the second his paycheck hits his account, half of it buys Bitcoin and the other half just goes into his account. So Bitcoin has been up and down over the years, but when he decided to do it, Bitcoin was down around $27,000 and now it's worth more than $50,000. So they're saying, you know, this is he's not cashing out or anything, even though it's up so high. He actually wrote it out back in 2018 when it had been really high and it plummeted. But he's got half of his, well, more than half of his wealth is in Bitcoin because it's grown so much. But it's insanity how I really wish that at some point I'd said, Bitcoin. I should try and do that. Like, I remember when it went to like $10,000 or $11,000 a piece, and we were like, wow, that is how much higher could it ever go? I think that's when the Winklevoss twins were like, well, we're billionaires now because of Bitcoin, because we bought it when it was really, I was like, oh, geez. And now, if they didn't sell it all then and get their $1 billion out of it, it's worth like $5 billion, you know, $5 billion. It's insanity. So they say, technically, this guy, because he puts half his salary there, might be worth the most of all of them. I'm glad the guy's paying attention to his finances, frankly.
Well,
you know, you hear so many horror stories about these guys losing all their money.
That is risky, and yet it's worked for him. I think
so
most
far.
People, most of us, wouldn't dare take our paychecks and flip half of them into an obscure money that isn't actually there.
I
And yet, you know what? I'll give you an example of, so I was talking to our guy, Alan, at Bananas at Large, and I think I was saying to him something like, you take PayPal? And he goes, yes, I'm in business. I take PayPal. And he goes, I'll take Bitcoin if you have it. And I was like, what?
You take Bitcoin? I hope he got paid for some stuff in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm in business. I take any form of payment. And I was surprised. It seems more obscure than that. I'm surprised.
I know. Well, yeah. He told you that a while ago, and I don't even know if that was like before the Bitcoin, when we were just sort of discussing what the hell this thing is. Because isn't the first transaction that was ever made with Bitcoin, like somebody bought a pizza for 30 Bitcoins?
Yes.
Like
yep.
That
it was
pizza
a fast
today
fact
is,
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So there were people who said, all right, I'll take that. And then didn't do anything with it and hopefully held on to these special keys that they need. These keywords and key codes.
Yeah.
Because, yikes.
Yeah, that guy's story, what was that, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
The
right.
guy who's gotten locked out of millions.
There's two guesses left.
Yep.
Before
it
self-destructs.
Million or something like that.
Yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars.
I've met people that don't even use cash at all. Everything is in cryptocurrency, and they have not just Bitcoin, but a few different types.
So how does
and they have a car that they use that is connected as if it's a bank account for us. So it's like their debit card, but for Bitcoin.
But it's actually taking whatever fraction of a Bitcoin is needed in order to
purchase
pay.
It.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're paying. I think it like connects to Visa somehow, so they can just kind of swipe it. And they work regular jobs, so all of their money goes into the bank, and they'll allot like 80% of their money into Bitcoin. Because that's the future. That's what everybody's saying, is that's the way it's going to happen. And Tesla, didn't they just put a bunch of money into Bitcoin?
I don't know.
$1.5 billion.
With their...
Yeah.
And after that happened,
knowing
Bitcoin
things.
Surged because I think Elon jumped in it.
Oh, boy. Once Elon's in,
Elon
everybody's...
Effect.
The Elon effect.
Right.
The Musk effect. Hot. anyway, Bitcoin. If only I had the balls for that. Mandy Moore and Taylor Goldsmith, they have had a baby.
Mandy, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, it's her husband. He's a musician. he's in a band called, I think it's called Dawes. Let me see if I can find the name of it.
Oh, I love Dawes.
Oh, you
that's
do?
Right. Okay, yeah, that's right.
I hope that's
I
the
saw
name of it
at...
then.
That sounds about right. Hold on.
Yeah, I can't find it in this story for some reason, but they, yeah, they're calling them a folk band. Is that? See if this
maybe,
guy's in there.
Make sure he's, you know, the right guy we're talking about here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my computer just hates me today, so I can't even scroll through this story. It's so helpful. Mandy Moore, star
That's
of
right,
This Is
Dawes,
Us.
Yeah.
Oh, Dawes is, and he's in that band?
Yes.
That's good because I can't find his name anymore because that part of the story just won't come back up. It's like, nah.
I first saw them at Outside Lands. That's where I was introduced to Dawes, and I realized, like, wow. It was one of those early shows that, you know, there's not really a crowd. So I'm walking, and I hear it, and I get closer to the stage. And as I got closer, I was like, I love this band.
Oh.
And he was – you know what I love about these artists? That he was on the big stage, too. You know,
oh.
Was at Land's End?
I see.
And there was nobody there. There's maybe, like, a few hundred people. So there's a field, an empty field. But the way he rocked out still was like he was rocking out with an entire, like a full audience, you know? And it was this song right here.
Is anyone that's making anything new only break something else?
Here we go.
Nice, good pull. I'm really
Did
glad
I hear
you
a banjo? guitar,
a layered banjo, maybe.
Why not? Listen to that. That sounds like they have a banjo. Anyway,
I don't mind banjo. I like it. There's a guy named Bella Fleck that's just great. If you've never heard of him, listen to him. He's really good.
That guy's name is Taylor Goldsmith, and he's married to Mandy Moore, and they just had a little baby. They named him August Harrison Goldsmith. They nicknamed his name's going to be Gus.
Oh, okay.
Little Gus. It's very cute. Why am I now echoing?
I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, why are you echoing?
It's Bryn. Bryn did.
Oh, what happened? How did that happen?
Your Zoom. Bryn.
Oh, did I just unmute? Oh, I unmuted myself. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, guys.
It's
I have
okay.
no idea how that happened.
Look, it's this is the world we live in now. We're on a Zoom meeting all morning.
Well, and you're also in a pitch black room, but whatever.
Good job, yeah. Nicole.
Right. Maybe you should shine some light on what you're
make
doing.
Any difference. Okay. It's on the screen right here in front of me.
All right. I don't know.
It's not a physical button.
Sunglasses in a pitch black room. Maybe that's
it's
it. Could
blue
be.
Donna shades.
Looking at a screen. It's not right. the button that I was missing. God.
Just you guys relax, are in a bad Bryn. Mood God, today. You're so defensive.
Happy hump day.
You know the video game Frogger?
I do.
That's because we're of a certain age. I suppose the kids know about Frogger, right? Do you know about Frogger?
No.
Is it the one what? Where they no. hop across the freeway?
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. They got to no. hop across the freeway. They chicken. Go to this lane. They avoid that no. car. They go over here.
Yeah.
If dodging traffic is one of your hobbies, and this is a game show for you, they're going to actually make this an actual game. I'm assuming it doesn't happen on a highway because legal. You know, you got to talk mm-hmm. to lawyers. But there is a show for the Peacock streaming service. I don't know, desperate for people to pay for their service. It's called Frogger, and it will test players' strength, strategy, and problem-solving abilities as they play the part of the frog, attempting to avoid obstacles, including traffic, snapping alligators, and hungry hippos. So you'll try to figure... The problem is, when you actually play the game on a video game, you're in the overhead. You can see what's coming. Oh, I better get out of this lane. I mean, if you jump from one lane to the other, and basically this is Wipeout. Was that the show
oh,
on MTV?
Okay.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's what it sounds like, just like a big obstacle course where the whole point is that they want to see your body move in ways that human bodies really shouldn't move. Oh, they got hit by the giant flying marshmallow. So if you're into game shows that where people get hurt, that sounds like it's for you. Zachary Ty Bryan, do you know who that is?
No.
He was on Home Improvement. He was one of the kids.
Okay.
So
I know the
he,
show. So
yeah.
that's which one was he? The middle? The youngest?
Know, he sort of looks like the older one. And oh,
okay.
my story's not loading, so I won't really be able to tell you. And maybe it'll end. It'll load by the end of this. He has struck a deal in his domestic violence case.
Oh.
Oh, right. You know what? Did he live in Oregon?
Oregon. Last year.
I think I remember you saying this story, and that's why I remember it, because he lived in Eugene or someplace in Oregon that I was familiar with.
You know, the sad thing about this is that, thank God, it just loaded. I was like, there's a good little detail in here.
Well, I assume you're going to say that some lady got choked out. That's the sad thing.
Yeah. Do you know what the fight was over?
No.
Charging cord. Are you using my charging cord? That's my charging cord. I'm trying to charge my phone. Did you pull my, that's mine.
You're not cut out for partnership, pal.
Yeah.
People,
charging cord.
When you get all partnered up, they use all your stuff, all of it, everything.
Yeah.
You'll go, where did my, and you don't even, there's not even a point to asking. Someone in the house took it. That's all.
Yeah. It's just
that's
gone.
Where it went.
Right. Exactly.
So you just
you know,
move
you need
on.
Four of those in a drawer.
Right.
That'll
get
last you a
your
solid
life.
Week. Order four new ones every week. Anyway, he was two felony charges, strangulation and coercion, several misdemeanor charges, and they've been dismissed as part of a plea deal that he's agreed to. His sentence includes 3 years probation, during which time he must complete a batterer's intervention program. And this is all over charging cords. And if
he
the
was
story would load.
Brad Taylor on Home Improvement.
Brad Taylor.
The oldest child.
Zachary Ty,
mm-hmm.
Zachary Ty Bryan, he's pled guilty in his domestic violence case.
Yeah, nail clippers, tweezers, forget it. You go to your drawer where they where they're supposed to live, and then you see they're gone. Go to your partner's drawer because that's where they moved to.
That's most likely where they're at. Yeah.
Hello.
That's why you have to have shared drawers. Like, oh, we'll just put all those things in here. They'll all be in here. Or locks. You can put little like padlocks on all your drawers and stuff. These are my things. Stay away from them. And she'll be like, well, then stop using my expensive lotion. I know you're the one using it. You need a pea-size amount. Pea-size. Anyway.
It's like you were there. It's great.
Yeah, I know. I was there. I got yelled at.
I love the five pumps of super expensive face lotion that cover me from the top of my head, back of my neck, all the way to the front of the neck, and down the front of my face.
And it's there's still amazing. Some on your hands, so yep. Let's get the arms, too. Yep. Let's get that. Now, you know, I can't get this stuff off my hands. I just, it's everywhere.
No, I deserve $200 lotion. I won't buy it, but I'll certainly happily use yours.
Right. And then I'll bet you when you buy more because it was $200. Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, I have so much stuff, including IKEA jumping into the housing market. Hello.
Oh, is that coming in a box?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.